Matthew chapter 7, verse 6 is our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Jesus said, "Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces." Is there ever a time when we shouldn't share the gospel? That's an interesting question, isn't it? Is there ever a time when we should not share the gospel? Is there ever a time when we should stop sharing the gospel? Are there times when we need to back off from sharing Jesus? Well, in this section of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus was teaching about the danger of judging other people. And he used the example of pointing out the speck of sawdust in another person's eye while you have the whole plank in your own eye. Now he uses some words that seem shocking. He gets our attention in order to drive home a point about discernment. In Jesus' day, dogs were not pets, but scavengers, half-wild animals. Pigs, in the Jewish mind, were unclean. Sacred, in this verse, refers to the gospel. So Jesus reminds us that we must be prudent and discerning when it comes to sharing the good news. There will be times when blinded eyes, hardened hearts, agnostic attitudes, unbelieving minds must be left alone. There's some other passages you can check out, Acts 13, 44 through 48, Acts 18, 5 and 6. You see, the gospel, Jesus said, is an eternally valuable gift, and God must prepare the heart before we can present the message. In this passage, then, Jesus is teaching us to have a discernment about the gospel. So, Father, please don't allow me to use this passage as an excuse to back off on sharing your truth. And that's not what Jesus is saying here. As I look for opportunities to share, give me discernment. Help me to plant in fields that you have prepared. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, if you'd like to send your request, your prayer request to us, we have a team of people who would be happy and privileged to pray for you. You can send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org. And we'd be happy to pray for you during your time of need. Prayer@ronmoore.org.